than the elite does. Observing the body is body observing. That is not the observation of other things. The observation at the very moment is far and away the most excellent occurrence. When body observing is manifested, mind observing cannot be groped and found, nor manifested. Therefore, it becomes Vajura Samadhi and Surangama Samadhi. Both are observation of the body as not pure. The principle behind Shakyamuni's sighting of the morning stars at dawn is called observing the body as not pure. It is beyond a matter of drawing comparison between purity and impurity. It is body being is not pure, or body manifesting is not pure. Hopefully you don't understand what it says. In Japanese, even in Japanese, you don't understand what he wants to say.
Could you read it again? Could you read it again? One more time?
Observing the body is body observing, that is not to the observation of others, of other things. The observation at the very moment is far and away the most excellent occurrence. When body observing is manifested, mind observing cannot be groped and found, nor manifested. Therefore, it becomes Vajura Samadhi and Sangama Samadhi. Both are observation of the body as not pure. The principle behind Shakyamuni's sighting of the morning stars at dawn is called observing the body as not pure. It is beyond a matter of drawing comparison between purity and impurity. It is body being is not pure, or body manifesting is not pure. I translate different way from this one. This translation try to translate the original what he wants readers to understand if they read. That's very common, very compassionate, very kind. But at that time, that translation goes completely far from original, because Dogen Zenji uses term, for instance, body being is not pure, that one word, not separately, one word. And body manifesting is not pure, also one word. Each word has very profound meaning. But if you try to translate it in plain words, in order to make people understand through your knowledge, complete, it's far from the origin. Even though Japanese, we don't understand this one, but each term has really So each term he uses has a reason why he used this one. And it has very profound meaning. That's why I translate it in a different way, even though you don't understand it. But it's very interesting. Thing in which happens always in Shobo Kenzo. So that's why people don't understand. And if people don't understand that we try to make the Shobo Kenzo lead easy, in an easy way. But if you do it, translation becomes very shallow. You can convey the Dogen's thought or religion in a sense, but very in shallow way, through translation. Through modern Japanese, you know, it's pretty difficult to translate it into English or into modern Japanese. It's pretty hard. So that's why, anyway, we have to face directly all its original text and then understand it when we try to understand. That's pretty important. For century after centuries, many priests, monks, they have done in that way. So, observing the body is body observing, that is natural observation of other things. what we have to we have to see something alive with your body and with the observation or contemplation, not the idea of something particular. Through your body and mind, through your activities, anyway, you have to find something alive in human life, in the everyday life. That's the point that Dogen Zenji always try to say. Okay? So through the mindful practice of mindfulness, anyway, you have to find something alive beyond the idea of mindfulness. Okay? If we say, let's practice mindfulness. You always try to do a concentrate on the breath. And then you say, I have completed practice of mindfulness. I don't think so. That is, you understand, you have idea of mindfulness for a certain period of time, in a certain area, so-called breath. No, next moment, right after breath, you have to return to the everyday life. And then the mindfulness is completely gone. You don't know how to practice mindfulness. So, real mindfulness, you have to find something really vividly alive with your body. About mindfulness means real mindfulness beyond mindfulness, beyond the idea of mindfulness. We say mindfulness and no mindfulness. You should be free from mindfulness anyway. Free from means your body must be mindfulness. Exactly, okay? Freedom, liberation means your body and mindfulness, idea of mindfulness becomes one, and also practice, and you must be one. Your thoughts, your thinking, mind must be one with mindfulness. Anyway, all becomes one with mindfulness. That is called mindfulness. How can you leave the trace of mindfulness right there? No. Because forward, your body, your mind becomes completely filled with the mindfulness. And your circumstances completely filled with the mindfulness. Everywhere, mindfulness. If so, you have to emphasize particularly strongly, I am doing mindfulness. No. No, no idea. So that's why very naturally idea of mindfulness drops off. That is called no mindfulness. Or open heart. Open mindfulness. Okay? Or freedom, liberation of the mindfulness. That is called no mindfulness. I use not pure this time, but instead of as impure, I think not pure is better because not as a negative expression means your life and the trees' lives, all sentient beings are completely filled with the same and one nature. Embraced by the same and one nature. Okay? So called Buddha nature or whatever you say. Okay? If everything is completely filled with the same and one nature at that time, it's not necessary to emphasize particularly or particular time so called the same and one nature because everything is one nature. So very natural idea of the same and one nature drops off. That is called no Buddha nature. So the whole world, Buddha nature means completely pure. Whole world is filled with purity. Okay? At that time everyone is purity. Pure. Beyond pure and not pure. At that time, whatever you pick up, it is pure. If so, it's not necessary to say, I am practicing purity. No. So, idea of purity drops off. That is called not pure. We say not pure. Not purity. So, not purity means negative, okay? Negative purity. Negative of the, and negating the purity. But this not pure means, anyway, filling, being filled with, a state of being filled with the purity. At that time, no purity. Okay? That is called not pure. At that time, you can find something alive. Okay? You can taste, you can experience something alive. That is your body. You have to find it within your body, with your body, and you have to find it through the practice of observation, contemplation, or mindfulness. So not idea of the mindfulness. Because observation, let me say observation. Observation is complete pure, okay? Perfect pure, beyond purity or impurity. Why? Because if you contemplate or if you observe something, okay, your object. you observe your object, that is dualistic sense, very common, okay? And then you judge immediately, think something. That is really taking care of human life according to the one-way traffic, okay? You have never think two-way traffic. Because if you observe your object observes you. Okay? In other words, you are observed by your object. Okay? That is a subject and object. Subject and object are always exactly interwoven, interacting like this, simultaneously. But our sense is always set up the subject and the object and separate. And next moment, we don't see that interaction, but in the next moment we judge it by our customs, our, you know, thought, pattern of thinking. So that's why next moment is tongue over. You know. So the Buddhism always see that subject and object, because this is very natural situation, but instead of judging, instead of seeing something, judging, okay? Being judged by your sense. Anyways, see something alive between how subject and object working together. Okay? That is interpenetration or interdependence, we say so. Okay? So yesterday I told you, told you the poem composed by Ryokan, a maple leaf, showing its back and its front, it is falling. So the back and front is subject and object, dualistic world. In other words, dualistic world. So we always, maple leaf's idea of maple leaf, so-called life and death, is nothing but front and back, dualistic world. If you think it, okay? If you think, very naturally, showing front, showing back. But you cannot judge life of a maple leaf in terms of just the front, when it appears. No. Next moment, front disappears and back appears. And you cannot say that, finally you don't know what the life of a maple leaf, it is the front or it is back. No. Always front and back, anyway, interacted, and then there is what? Actions. Activity motions. That is something alive of the life of maple leaf. So it doesn't stop, even for a moment. It's always going like this. So finally, you don't know what the life of the maple leaf. Maple leaf, just a function. Total dynamic working. That's it. But if you think it, if you judge it, if you make a choice of your life, very naturally you can say it's back. It's front. But that is an idea. Philosophical idea, biological idea, and the psychological idea. But something alive within the life of maple leaf is always moving. Okay? And acting, functioning constantly. So finally, I observe, take order, observe me. Who observe? I observe? No. Tipkoro observes me, If so, if I see the state of the observation, at that time can I say, I observe Tipkoro? No. Completely not. Or, Tipkoro observes me? No. So what is the real observation? Real observation is just a total dynamic working between Tipkoro and I. And then if I think it, and if I think that state of the observation in terms of particular angle, so-called I observe. Just I, not Tipkoro. Tipkoro observes Tipkoro. Because between the Tipkoro and the I, always interacting. So you cannot separate, you cannot analyze between the Tipkoro and the I right in the middle of a total dynamic working of the Tipkoro and the I. No. Just like a maple leaf. So that is observation. So observation is complete oneness. And oneness is infinite. Nothing to come down. That is called the same and one nature. So the front of the maple leaf is of its functioning in the realm of the same and one nature. Front is always working in the realm of the same and one nature. What is this? What is the functioning? What is the total dynamic working of the maple leaf? That is called emptiness. So emptiness. Yesterday I told the liberation comes from action, but that action, don't misunderstand this action. That action must be based on emptiness, alright? So that is the action create. No. Don't expect liberation, don't expect something liberated by practice of liberation, okay? By practice of your action. No, because your action must be liberated. Okay? So if you say, by my action, I want to create something liberated, that is already separate. Okay? So no communication there. Because you try to create something, always you're going out, okay? So you don't look at yourself. So always you going out means that you are empty, hollow. Inside is hollow. So you're always trying to get some ideas in order to justify yourself. That's why borrowing the teaching and discipline of Marxism, etc. And then, let's do it. That is kind of ism. Okay? Principle of a discipline of ism. So recently, you can see the Time magazine. Did you see the Time magazine and the latest issue? Vatican warnings. Vatican's, Roman Catholic, headquarters of the Roman Catholic, is warning because in Salvador, over there in South Africa, Catholic priest tried to, create something liberated. being free from, what would you say, pressure or suffering by government or by society itself, using idea of action. Action. That action, idea of action, is against, you know, hierarchies and also hierarchy and, well, liberal style of Catholic teaching anyway. So they are fighting, they try to do something against, anyway, hierarchy, very traditional hierarchy, and also, well, liberal Christian Catholic style. So very naturally, how can you assert the people who suffered from a government and itself? So you cannot save them by hierarchy or teaching itself. So they try to do something, actions, by action. But the Vatican anyway warning the priest that the action, you know, idea of teaching is based on anyway principle of Marxism. I don't know what's going on there, but Malachi says, in a way. So action is important for us, but action shouldn't be based on any ism. Okay? Your action must be pure. In order to be pure, in order to make your action pure, anyway, action must be based on emptiness. That is pretty difficult to do that. Pretty difficult to act on the basis of emptiness, because if you act, then naturally act follows thinking, judging, evaluation, and next moment, afflictive preferences. So very difficult. That's why action itself must be free, liberated. So you want to act in order to get something by your action. If so, your action must be liberated. Okay? How? That's pretty difficult practice for us. That's why we are always practicing like this, learning the teaching anyway. So you cannot act, just act as you act. No, you cannot act in that way. So, very naturally, the observing the body is body observing. Dogen Zenji mentions observing the tape recorder is who observes. Finally, nothing. So right in the realm of nothing, and then something appears. In the world of nothing, it's not nothing, it comes up. Simultaneously, it comes up. That is a creation. Okay? Creation, something come up. So if you see the something created, so-called I, then I observe. I, only I appears. I observes I. That's it. And then all sentient beings anyway support me. support my observation. So you have to see, first of all, you have to see the total dynamic working interopened by the front and back of the maple leaf. Okay? Maple leaf, concentrate. And then within this, within the world of total dynamic working, and then something happened that is showing front. Showing front. That at a moment. Okay? And then that front is occurrence within our cognition. Okay? Then we say, yep, maple leaf. But that maple leaf is seen from the only back. It's not total picture. So you stop. You stop. Looks like you take a picture of back of the maple leaf, and then you say this is a maple leaf. Of course, maple leaf. But maple leaf is seen from just one side. Okay? That is called back or front. That is our understanding, ours. If you judge it, that is a judge, a sense of value, okay? We have always. That's why our sense of value is important, but it's very narrow, very shaky, very troublemaker. Do you understand that sense of value we have is always kind of troublemaker? So, important point is, if you see the back of the maple leaf, and then you shouldn't judge the life of the maple leaf in terms of the back. Okay? But through the back of the maple leaf, you have to see total picture of the maple leaf. That is function, entire world. Okay? Total dynamic working. You should understand this one. Means you should understand total picture of the, maple leaf interacted between the front and back. Through only the back. Through the back. Because back appears there. That, at that time, only back appears. That's it. No front. So that is observing the body is body observing. Body observing, he says. So observation observes observation, because entire world, interacting, okay? Total dynamic acting. So observation observes observations. Means completely observation is leaves no trace of observation. That means observation observes observation. Body observes body. The back observes back. Front observes front. That's it. So, you can say observation, the body, next moment, the body of the observing. You can say so. So, karagiri, daini, karagiri, you can say so. And also Minnesota Zen Meditation Center and karagiri. Or karagiri, Minnesota Zen Meditation Center, you can say so. Because meditation center and karagiri is the same. Observation and the body is the same. Body and observation is the same. Because my body is exactly observation. So nothing else. So that's why he says not of the observation of other things, just observation there. Okay? Observation means action, activities, or total dynamic working. That's there. The observation at the very moment is far and away the most excellent occurrence, that at this very moment, observation is very excellent. No comparison. Just total dynamic working there. The total dynamic working consists of idea of front and the back. But right in the middle of total dynamic working, you cannot pin down which is front, what is front or back, because it's working. So it's really alive, something alive. That is called the far and away the most excellent event or occurrence, constantly going. So when the body observing is manifest, mind observing cannot be groped and found nor manifested. So body is exactly one with the mind. You can separate mind from body, so mind and the body is one. Front and back are one anyway, working together. Therefore, it becomes Vajra Samadhi and Sudangama Samadhi. The Vajra Samadhi means Subdiamond Samadhi, means very stability, stable, spiritual security. Very spiritual security and relaxation. Assurance and relaxation of existence. Exactly, that's it, you know, it is. Presence of the trees, right in the middle of winter. No one can destroy. That is Vajra Samadhi. So, trees, anyway, it shows Vajra Samadhi constantly. And Sangama Samadhi, Sangama means everything is stable ultimately, okay? Under the underlying essence. Ultimate nature is very stable and majestic. That is called Sangama. We say Sangama. So beyond pure and impure. Okay? Beyond. Good or bad, right or wrong. Anyway, the ultimate nature is very stable. That is called Vajra Samadhi or Sangama Samadhi. In the Diamond Sutra says, awaken the mind without staying, without abiding anything at all. Okay. Without anything. Without abiding anything. Means basic ultimate nature of nature is very stable, which is beyond what you say, purity and impurity, weakness or strength. So if you always judge or take care of your life in terms of without abiding anything, at that time your life becomes very weak because nothing to depend on. So you don't know. But idealistically you say, universe supports you and it helps you, but practically, you're very weak. Because you understand you are caught by idea of universe. Okay. Universe is something alive. So universe appears always in every aspect of human life. Gassho, sleeping itself, so you have to grasp that universe in every aspect of the everyday life. So very naturally, our mind awakens the mind in the universe. That is important, but if you depend on only the universe, your life becomes weak. On the other hand, if you always depend on awakening the mind, means understanding clear everything. At that time, it's very reasonable, realistic, and become strong. Your life becomes strong, but very sharp, very sharp, because it's not deep. So you have to grasp your life, which is alive, constantly beyond idea of weakness or strength. That is, anyway, Sangam Samadhi. Sangam Samadhi. So basically, we have to practice first, we have to establish a deep faith that all sentient beings have the same and one nature. This is first, okay? First. And also second, we have to establish a state of the mind that is like a wall, so-called emptiness, okay? Empty. So that's why you always sit facing the wall. Wall is empty. Okay? So first you have to have a very deep faith. That is, all sentient beings have the same and one nature. Whatever happens, whatever you don't like or you like, beyond this one, anyway, everything exists just like that. So that is a very deep faith. Deep faith means your life must stand up straight there. Okay? So how? That is the second. You have to establish the state of your mind that is like a wall, so-called emptiness. Abiding, in other words, abiding firmly in a state of non-dualistic understanding. So that is the original nature of liberation, your actions. So constantly we have to do this. We have to practice this.